Blog Talk Radio. welcome, Alafia. Greetings. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omiyika 7 live coming to you from my studio. So how is the African family? And how are my followers and my new friends? Welcome, welcome. You're now embarking upon our last 2 days of working with To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. We finished that up yesterday on Monday. However, we are going to do 2 days of working with, focusing in on developing a plan for the African New Year for March the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. These are the African New Year dates, and usually we bring those dates in by coming out in the wilderness at 5 a.m. in the morning, and we pray in the New Year. And just like we have our New Year in January with a traditional European style, in our churches, we also have the New Year with the Africans. You probably didn't know about this date, ladies and gentlemen, but you might want to mark it on your calendar, March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And I have lots of things to talk to you about, so we're going to go to station identification, and I'd like to ask you to stay out there in the atmosphere, and if you want to lock in that phone number, you certainly can. We're going to open up our chat room and have it officially open for you. For those of you who would like to frequent our chat room, coming in and out and talking, that's just fine. But we would like for you to come in and tap into the real powers right in this room where the frequencies are. We have quite a few listeners that come in the chat room. They're rather shy, but I encourage you to be a part of what we're doing today. So we want to go to station identification, and we're going to lock you in the air. That number is 646-478-0270. Lock it in, little G, and just keep it right there. Keep it right there. Okay, we're going to go into a station identification, and we're going to leave Mary J. Blige with you while you're waiting.
But now that he's completely without you, and I just want to know, you know, how you feeling about me even doing this, people. I mean, we did so much together. Just the first My Life album, and we changed a lot of lives. But the message just didn't feel like it would be complete if I left you up.
Well, I appreciate that. I think it's time, to be honest. You know, life is a marathon, and it has many parts to it. But you also know that My Life one is a classic. So if you want to do it, you know, you got to come with it, girl.
Well, it's not a competitor. The sequel, an extension of how far we come, you know? We hurt so bad on My Life album. When you told me to speak about the pain, that's what was going on. I'm not saying that pain doesn't exist no more in your life, but now we understand how to navigate.
All right, girl. So what you waiting for? My Life too. Let's get it.
Turn the track up a little bit. I wanna make you happy,
I'm not at all happy or related. This category ain't my favorite. It's my story, I'ma state it. You can love it or hate it. I'm just a misfit. Blessed with good dick and intelligence. Hood nigga. Holding no grudges or petty shit I started. While we cold-hearted, so guarded. Scared to get hurt. Trying not to love the hardest. That's garbage. Remember when we loved each other. Bathtub scrubbed each other. Chilling. Champagne spilling. Feeling like the shit gonna last forever. Time went so fast. We had a blast together. Last we had friends we spent time with. Now I'm seeing your friends.
Now, we're going to take him off for a minute there and just reflect a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, Mary J. Blige has come out with her new My Life, My Life. And as you know how that story goes, but we want to remind you, this is a time for renewing things and looking back over when we came through the struggle. Now, we're still in the midst of working on a plan for the African Americans because we need economic status. In this situation, we need our schools overhaul, we need jobs, we need so many things. So we're calling for a redemption plan. And a redemption plan may mean that we're still asking for our reparation, because without the reparation, you can't very well create the redemption plan, ladies and gentlemen. And I want you to understand that there are lots of things in this life that we need. And that is filthy lucre is one of those things. And we have to understand that before we can do any plan, we must have money to get that thing going.
Brooklyn, yeah.
Yeah. Turn the lights out. Need it in my life now. And when I say now, I mean right now. Super duper clean, need a wipe down. Caught me for a second night, trying to make a wipe down. Hype now, working with them cameras. Fly chick, Louis bag, Louis bandanas. Got him going crazy because the sex is banana.
Right.
He just want to call me to watch me have a tantrum. Homegirls love me and we be writing fantasy. Mad chicks hate me because I be writing anthem.
Well,
plus you know I'm loaded, just kind of expansion. Yeah, I'm going because he's dark and he's handsome.
When it calls me. When it calls me, said come over.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a little cut from Mary J. Blige. She has a new CD out. You ought to go out and purchase that new CD. There are several hits on there. I can't even begin to tell you which one I like the most. But Mary J. Blige is a national anthem for most of us African Americans. And she talks about the real hurt in our lives and what's going on. And sometimes people don't want to hear that, but there is some hurt going on. And people need to identify with the hurt and their pain. Let's listen again as to what she has to say about the hurt and the pain.
If I'm twisted, if I'm sober.
We're going to go to another track here. She's got quite a few good tracks out there, and I want you to understand that you have to pick and choose between Mary J. Blige's music, because sometimes they're the rappers on there, and they're just cold-hearted. I hear this is my favorite. So we can go right into the redemption plan. If you will stand with me with your hands up, ready to receive, we're going over to the talking cure room, and we're asking if you would also join us in pouring libation to your yaye as well as your baba. Now, you also know that the yaye is a mother and the baba is a father. Now, I'm going to explain a few of the structures and the hierarchy of the Yoruba organization, because some of us might not understand that there are hierarchy and chain of command, such as a priest, and then there is the Ialosha, which is also the Yalade, that is the step up from the priestess, and you also have the Baba Laws. So let me pour libation to my mother spirit, and my mother spirit is Yamanja, and I say Ashe. I like to pour libation to my father's spirit, and he is Obatala. I say Ashe. I light a candle for my mother's spirit, Yamanja, mother of the earth, mother of the water. Ashe. I light a candle for my father, the Baba Law, is Obatala, and I say Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, do in like manner that I do. This is honorary. It is a ritual and tradition. There are more non-African Americans coming into the understanding of Ifa and embracing Ifa's religion. It is a very, very powerful religion, one that is ritualistic, of course, and that is a commitment in a life of prayer. That is why we have to stand accountable for Iwa Pelu, good character and good conduct, being reminded that we are to give Oludamare, which is also Akamare. Akamare is the Godhead with the manifestation Oludamare, Ilede, Olurum. And some people have been talking about the hierarchy. You must understand that Olurum, the Ori that is in the threefold trinity, is matter. He's closed with matter, and he resides within you. That is why you cannot go anywhere without God being with you, because he has placed Ori within your being. So Ori is the one that you should give honor to if you have good success and if you have favor. And we want to send a message out to those who are not reminded that Africans are to pray and not faint. Today I like to bless the households that are present and represented here down to the thousand generation. May your loins be blessed, Mother, and may your children also be given their direction for their life. May they be given their destiny. Remember that Africans believe that at birth, children ought to be given their destiny, because we bow down and kneel down before the throne of God and ask God to come here, every one of us, because we had a mission and we felt there was something that we could do here. That was our destiny. Children need to be given their destiny upon birth, and the parent can help carry that child out through their destiny so that they can be about their father's business. If you have not had a destiny reading, you need to consult Baba Laws, Ifa Priestess, and inquire about your destiny reading. What is your destiny? What is your destiny? You need to know that. And that some priests will also give you the right hand of Ifa. And that's the same thing when we go into the African-American churches, you're given the right hand of fellowship. But this is the right hand of Ifa, who knows all about you and can reveal all things. One thing about the Ifa religion is that Oromola was there at the inception of your being in your life. He knows all things about you. And the Ifa, you have a religion, believe that everything in your life can be altered and deterred and circumvented except for death. So if there is something that's about to beseech you that needs changing or altering, it can be altered through a priest or priestess intervening. So therefore, we don't have to go through the hard times that some people have weathered the storm through. You don't have to experience conditions that you have been used to experiencing, saying there's no way out. If I believe there's always a solution for every condition, for every disease, for every known disease. And that is why the priests are trained so well, and they're in depth in their training in health and in allopathic medicine as well as non-drug therapy medicine. So please understand that Ifa and Yoruba is a way of life. It is not just a custom and tradition. And don't believe the hype. Those who are using it for black magic, for hoodoo, or working spells against people, you must understand Ifa is an honorable system, and the system would not allow you to use it to disrupt the Orishas. And if you use this religion in the wrong way, every one of the things that you do that are out of order and that are not with good sound conduct will come back to bite you. And you must understand that you've been given honor when you're given a right to act as a priest or priestess. So you don't want to take that lightly, using the tools from God to disrupt somebody's lifestyle. It's very important that you understand that we're called to a life of prayer. And if you haven't already committed yourself to a life of prayer, then you ought to. This is very important for our redemption plan. I'd like to thank you and every family that has been represented here. May you go in peace, and may you develop a redemption plan for your household, and you work that plan, because we are coming up on hard times, but we can circumvent those situations Don't think just because the statistics are out that we are all financially failing and that we're headed for the worst. We can circumvent those circumstances from coming. We can head it off at the pass. We can deter it. We can delay it. We can send it in another direction. That is what EFI is prepared to offer you, to empower you with those abilities. Some of you think that having power is wrong. No, it's not wrong. The church is powerless now. That's why the people that were fainting over and over again and kept getting up saying, I'm healed, and then they found they weren't. They got tired of falling down. They got up, and they didn't come back anymore. We've got to have real truth, and we got to have real power and authority. You don't have any power unless you know the scriptures. And people must understand that just to know the scriptures is one thing. You must know Oromola, and you must know how to meditate, and you must understand that words are powerful and that he's given us these powerful words to use to change the conditions of the earth. And you must understand that human beings are light years ahead of some of these beings. He entrusted us with these gifts, and we must use them wisely. So what is our redemption plan, you say, Omi? What is the redemption plan for the year of 2012? The redemption plan has to come into play with the team players coming together. Every one of you who are hosting a show should have it on your mind that you've been held accountable and responsible for what is put out into the atmosphere. Because right now there's an urgency for bear safety, an urgency for the common and simple things of life, restitution. Because there's so many people who have been ripped off and stolen from. I know, because people have cried out for redemption, and they've asked for their back pay. They've asked for their compensation and workers' comp. They've asked for their disability. They're all waiting for compensation. See, when you write up a redemption plan, those people that owe you and the redemption plan is laid out, you send a message and the energy goes forth. Now, our people are hurting the most who have most to gain are our people, because we are on the lower end of the totem pole. We're hurting the most when it comes to jobs. We're hurting the most when it comes to having lack of education. We're hurting the most when it comes to having economic status. But yet we're spending the most. If we're capable of spending the most and we have more economic status and dollars to circulate, then we best learn how to recirculate our dollars, redirect them. Then we can deter what is about to happen to us. Because if the system continues to go down, then the lowest people on the totem pole will be the first fired, and they will be the first to lose employment. So therefore, you're going to have a plan, African-American man and woman. You're going to have to know how to feed yourself. You're going to have to know how to keep yourself warm from the elements. You're going to have to know how to band together with your brothers and sisters. Now, as you know, that the all-time high number and count are completely, extremely high and off the chart when it comes to repossession of houses going into foreclosure. There are many people now that are transient all over the place, going back home to their mothers and fathers, and transient working with their children. Now, we're going to have to make sure that housing is the number one thing that everyone is taking care of and they're out of the elements. We're going to have to make sure that everyone understands that just working an 8-to-5 job is not the only way to go. There's a bartering system that we can look at and see how it works within our means and our community. And the bartering system would help us to maintain ourselves with the basic essentials that we need, food, air, and water, and basic essentials. Education, most of you young people are spending large sums of money on these loans to obtain jobs that are paying less than what your loan deficit is. Now, how bad is education needed? It's needed. And at the same time, somewhere along the line, the government is going to have to revamp that situation like they're working on now with the Sallie Mae and looking at the Pell Grant and the loans. They're revamping it as we speak. This earth is about to take a special turn for the benefit of those who have been looked at as the feeble-minded. It's going to take those feeble-minded people to confirm the wise. And ladies and gentlemen, what I'd like to say to you today, get your pen and pencil out and start writing up a redemption plan and know that we can make a difference if we come together, and we need to do that right away, ladies and gentlemen. We need to make that change immediately, because if we don't, we're going to find ourselves in a bad situation. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get ready to listen to another hit from Mary J. Blige. Thank you so much for going with me this evening, because we're going to have to find a way to help ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. And when I say find a way to help ourselves, we're going to have to find that way soon. We're going to have to find that way, because it's very important that we understand that we cannot continue in this path. And if those people that are listening out there now, that I have their attention, I want you to understand that we are in a position to make a change. We have the airways. And I want you to look at some of the opportunities we have here on these airways, and the opportunities we have are to be able to make a difference, be able to change the atmospheric pressure by bringing forth the spoken word. That's one of the ways that we can make a difference. And if you're out there and you would like to make a difference, why don't you strike up a conversation? Now, if we are finding more people going into Ifa's religion and they're embracing it and they're not African Americans, shame on you. You ought to be looking into your own customs and tradition and embracing it and stop calling it taboo. And you need to find out as soon as you can, as much as you can, about the Yoruba faith and what is it that they did in the past to sustain them so long, and how is it that you have now Chinese and Japanese who are now becoming Ifa priests and getting involved with the chantings as well as getting involved with the Bembes. Now, we're going to get the Bembe out there, and we're going to talk more about the Bembe, because the Bembe is something that will heal our people. And the Bembe needs to go on nationally. Just like they have that national steppers dance, we need to have that national Bembe. And we need to look at how can the Bembe heal our people? How can the Bembe make a difference with our people? And I don't think you understand what I'm saying, that it's all in the music. And the music is what can really make a difference for us. And if we don't find that out, then we will forevermore be dancing on the floor, not understanding that we're working out our situation and working out our problems. Now, the Bembe has been designed primarily for healing purposes. And the Bembe is when you come and sing the Orisha songs as well as sing the and dance to the Orisha dances. Once you get an understanding that these songs are valuable to you, then you begin to understand that they can heal you. Now, the Bembe will start tomorrow. I would like to encourage you to come in for the Bembe. It's a series of music and talking about how the gifts are present and invoking in the spirit will be the solution. The dance in the spirit is what we're looking for. So we're going to encourage you to come back and be with us tomorrow. And we're going to ask you to also understand that we can't do everything on this station. We can't do everything, but we can start the process, ladies and gentlemen. We can start the process of trying to teach you and give you a foundation. But for some of you who don't want to make that change because you're satisfied with being in the customary tradition of your Baptist, of your Methodist, you understand that those religions are not religion that accentuate the female gender. The female gender is what is absent there. And it will never work for us until we allow the spirit of the female gender to flow in duality. Male and female is what the African religion is offering you, a duality where male and female can perform and function in same capacities. Now, because God is the spirit realm, and the spirit realm is where the female entity resides, you have nothing functioning and working in the Christian churches if the female entity is not working, if she's hindered. And that's why there is no real power there. And most ministers are looking to the Africans now. They want the power, and they're embracing the Ifa religion, and they're calling them in. If they're not, they should be. And I would like to say that for the benefit of those ministers that are out there that would like to have an orientation and understanding how African traditional religion works and how can it make a difference in their congregation and in their churches, please do let us know, because we want to try to help you, to bring you up and update you. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we can't update everybody and everything, but we can tell you this much, that we can start the process as early as possible. We're trying to get you to understand that Africans for Africans, and Africans have to understand that our world has been turned upside down because we've been everything but African. We have denied ourselves. We have abandoned our own, and we have abandoned our rituals, and there's no two ways about it. I've been a part of that system too. I had to be waking up, and I was slumbered and sleep and anesthetized. As an evangelist spending many years teaching dead truths, I had to come to my senses. I had to stay hidden out and suppressing all of the knowledge I had in the Ifa's faith and in their custom. But no longer will I do that. There are sick people on this planet that have need of Ifa's tools and need of Ifa's gift. Ifa and Yoruba will mend your broken heart. Ladies and gentlemen, be back here tomorrow so we can have our Bembe, and we invite you to be a part of the Bembe. We invite you to come and listen to the music. And if we could, maybe we'll have all African music, but that's not possible right now. But what we will like to do, what we would like to do is invite you to be a part of what we're doing here in this room. Because I think what we're doing is trying to inform you about the fact that we have all been called to be priests and priestesses. And on that note, you are meant to govern yourself in a priestly-like manner. And how can you do that if you don't have the tools or the knowledge? And here's a place to get that information and tool. We're creating a redemption plan that every man will understand. They're all called to be priests and priestesses, and you will understand you are called to go and learn your priestly initiation so that when you come out, you can govern your families and household. And I want you to know that what we are trying to do is get more people wrapped up in the understanding that we have to learn more about old traditional heritage. And Ifa is one of the oldest religions that there is. It is going to be our redemption plan, ladies and gentlemen. And on that note, we've got to get out of here. Our time is all up. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. You have a great evening. Odabo. Now, Bible told me we can put it together.
my dad's cradle to eat and watch the sunset. But yet I was blowing you up the other night. To tell your girl was telling you what to write back. Tell me why it's like that.
Now I mean right now. Super duper clean, need a wipe down. Caught me for a second night, trying to make a wipe now. Hype now, working with some cameras. Fly chick, Louis bag, Louis bandanas. Got him going crazy cause the sexy banana.
Right.
He just wanna call me to watch me have a tantrum. Homegirls love me and we be writing phantom. Mad chick hate me cause I be writing anthem.
Wow.
Trust you know I'm loaded, just not an expansion. Yeah, I'm going cause he's dark and he's handsome.
When he calls me. When he calls and says, come over, I'm there to give him all of me. If I'm twisted, if I'm sober, oh yeah.
Because of kisses, hey.
You gotta see it to believe it. You gotta feel, and when you feel it, you know it's real.
Something crazy.
My phone ring, and that's the only reason I'll be making it back. And then I'm
trying to get to my bed,
packed up my soul, and I'm leaving. I'll be making it back. Midnight, but
gotta get to my baby.
Gotta get to my baby.
Baby,
yeah, and I can't wait to be.